Chapter 36, Sennacherib and Nebuchadnezzar. We will finish our little accounts of Bible people who lived in the time of the Old Testament by telling you about those two great kings who were enemies of the Lord's people. They both have hard and long names, but no doubt you have heard them before. Sennacherib was one of the mighty kings of Assyria. God had raised up that great nation to punish the people of Israel for their sins. For many years the Assyrians had fought against the 10 tribes of Israel and had taken many of them away as captives. Now this great king Sennacherib came and thought he would go further and take Jerusalem as well. But he did not know that God was with good King Hezekiah, who was the king of Judah and lived in Jerusalem, as we have told you before. So Sennacherib came with his great army and sent his servant to Jerusalem to speak against the Lord's people who dwelt there. He spoke in the Jews' language so that all the people who were on the walls of the city could hear. He told them what great things Sennacherib, his master, had done against Israel, and tried to frighten the people and their leaders. But they came and told Hezekiah, and he covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. He also sent messengers to the prophet Isaiah, and these two good men prayed to the Lord against Sennacherib. What a mercy it is when a nation is blessed with a good king and with godly ministers to pray for it. And what a dreadful thing it is for their enemies when they call upon God to arise and save them out of their hands. So you will see it was with Sennacherib. God was angry with him for speaking as he had done, and told Hezekiah not to be afraid of him, for he should be sent back by the way he had come. So in one night the angel of the Lord came and smote 185,000 of the Assyrians, and Sennacherib had to go back home to Nineveh, where he was killed by his own sons. Nebuchadnezzar was king of Babylon. As we have said, the 10 tribes of Israel have been taken captive by the Assyrians. Now the time had come when God would punish Judah as well. And so he sent Nebuchadnezzar with a great army against Jerusalem. They took the city and carried away many of the Jews to Babylon. The temple and the king's palace, they burned with fire. While the Jews were in Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar made a great golden image and commanded everybody to bow down and worship it. The 3 friends of Daniel refused to do this, and as you will remember, they were put into a fiery furnace. But God delivered them so that they were not hurt at all. There was not even the smell of fire upon them, which shows how God will take care of those that honor him. One day, as Nebuchadnezzar walked in his palace, he looked at the great city of Babylon which he had built. But his heart was lifted up with pride, and God punished him for this. He took away the king's reason, so that he was like a madman, and they drove him out of his palace into the fields. There he ate grass like the cattle, and his body was wet with the dew which fell every night. His hair was not cut and grew like the feathers of an eagle, and his nails grew until they were like birds' claws. What a dreadful state for the proud king to come into! But God showed him in this way that he had nothing really to be proud of. He was a poor object when his reason was taken away. After a time, God cured Nebuchadnezzar, and he came back to his palace again. Then he blessed and praised God, and told the people that God was the great king of heaven, and did what he wished to the people on the earth. So we may learn the same lesson, that we are dependent upon God for our health and reason, and all that we possess, and have nothing to boast or to be proud of. All these things were given us by God, and he can take them away when he pleases. Now for the texts. You can read about Sennacherib in the second book of Kings, chapters 18 and 19, the second book of Chronicles, chapter 32, and the book of Isaiah, chapters 36 and 37. Then for Nebuchadnezzar, you will find about his taking Jerusalem in the last chapters of the second book of Kings, the second book of Chronicles, and the book of Jeremiah. What he did afterwards in Babylon is written in the book of Daniel, chapters 1 to 4.